with 4 craft breweries in Kaka'ako today. Aloha Beer Company, Beer Works, Waikiki, and Home of the Brave. Beer lovers are pinching themselves, but enjoy it now.
So you can give this a sniff, and you'll see that it's...
Recently, I was out with plant biologist, certified craft beer judge, Cindy Goldstein. She's the contact for hops, home brewing on Pacific Shores.
Yeah, exactly.
We're tasting a Simtra beer.
So as you taste it...
It's like an effervescent
That's got a really... So do you get like a burst of flavor?
They're everywhere. Where there are people, there are breweries. And that didn't used to be the case.
Bart Watson is chief economist with the National Brewers Association. They represent 4,000 small and independent craft breweries.
I mean, there used to really be a typical place you expected to see breweries, places that were a little bit, you know, maybe higher income, a little more educated. College towns were kind of the best example. And what we've seen is that there are now breweries all over the country. About 80% of the 21-plus population lives within 10 miles of a brewery. And so we're seeing breweries in rural areas, in urban areas, and basically everywhere in the U.S.
Watson says where they go in, craft breweries can change the neighborhood.
You know, one of the most beautiful parts of this brewery growth is that breweries, because they have that manufacturing component, can often go into areas that were formerly zoned industrial. And so they can build back up neighborhoods. You know, a brewery brings jobs, you know, both manufacturing and service jobs.
Economic statistics for breweries in Hawaii are sketchy, but according to state numbers, in 2016, the industry paid nearly $4.3 million in wages, with average annual salary at $36,600.
Having that manufacturing base, though, is good not only for that brewery, but for the suppliers that they work with. So it may be something that ripples out further in the economy, where having a brewery there means they're going to support welders and, you know, steam fitters and people who need to work on the brewery. And I think that creates new economic opportunities in the town as well.
In Honolulu, take cans, for example. Maui Brewing spearheaded the drive nationally to gain respect for craft beer in cans, for good reason.
The carbon footprint of your beer grows exponentially, shipping glasses full of air out here to fill with beer.
We caught Joe Lawrence, and brewmaster for Waikiki Brewing Company, at their new pub in Kaka'ako.
And then for us, one of the best things about the cans is that they're actually manufactured right here on Oahu. Then there's also the added impact that we get to, with our business, support other local business and, you know, help provide manufacturing jobs on this island, which are hard to come by.
Right now, parking's a challenge, but Kaka'ako west of Ward is pleasantly walkable, especially with the street art and funky trade still pressing on.
Breweries, they're businesses that promote foot traffic, so you often see them going into places in town that haven't had a lot of investment and bringing new people into those areas. They're, you know, magnets for community, they're magnets for tourism. And so they certainly have been one factor in many places in helping redevelop formerly run-down areas.
So when Kamehameha School of the KS was starting to develop their block down there, they approached me about doing a brewery.
Master brewer Dave Campbell helped start Sam Choi's Brewery, Aloha Brewery, and Honolulu Beer Works on Cook Street. He's now a partner in Aloha Beer Company right around the corner on Queen.
Instead of how it happens in a Brooklyn or a Portland, where it just kind of happens, you got low rent over there, so let's go there. They manufacture, like, all the street art, super cool, but it's paid for by deep pockets to project that image. It's the landowner creating that vibe. Early tenants that they gave sweetheart deals to were like coffee shops, little independent shops, brewery. Mm-hmm. It's still cool, but as it comes together, then rents are going to skyrocket, and it's just mm-hmm. tougher to do it.
You can see different development strategies at work on either side of Ward Avenue. This flowering of breweries right now, Eva of Ward, don't expect it to last forever. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.